Blake Bortles, side note, signed to the team. God, if we see Blake Bortles, I'd be even more amazed.
There's a viral clip of Blake Bortles where someone says, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing? And he said, I'd be in construction ripping cigs. Unbelievable. I had to watch it like five times.
All right, WST Podcast back with your Western Standard Six. This will be our last New Year's edition, but also last edition of the Western Standard Six, where we have covered the Hawks, the Niners, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Rams, and the Cardinals throughout the NFL season. It is week 17.
Let's keep it going into the playoffs. We might only have two or three teams. That will be determined on Sunday, but let's keep it going until we're eliminated.
Western Standard 2, sure, we can jump into the fact that this, whoever the Hawks are playing and potentially whoever the Rams or Cardinals will be playing. We can
I don't believe in more, Trubisky. But it's going to be the Western Standard 3.
Diverse. Here's one thing I do want to bring up, K-Wen. It's New Year's. Everyone makes New Year's resolutions. And sure enough, ESPN came out with an article around New Year's resolutions for all the NFL teams.
I didn't even know ESPN was still in business. I thought we took all their listeners and fans.
You might be right. Well, I think the Disney Plus membership gets you an ESPN Plus membership, so maybe that's how you're staying afloat.
Check out Soul. Great movie. I saw it last night.
It is a great movie. Whoever wrote this, they might have been an eighth grader with a journalism, an itch to go get a journalism degree. But as I read through the six things that the resolution should be for the teams in the Western Standard Six, they were just arbitrary and somewhat passive, and it looks like they were picked out of a hat. So why don't I go through them? I'll give you the ESPN one, and you can give me your own resolution for each team.
Perfect.
All right, let's start with the Hawks. I'm going to put these in quotes. Bottle up whatever's gotten in that defense.
You need to put that in the trash. That is an awful and unoriginal New Year's resolution. I got one for you. Russell Wilson, utilize the whisk and the pasta maker when you're cooking it up in the playoffs, aka David Moore and Rashad Penny. Open up the offense. You're going to need to in the playoffs because they're going to focus in on DK. They're going to focus on Lockett. We got to use all the weapons, all the utensils in the kitchen.
I like that. David Moore had the biggest play last week against the Rams, a 45-yard reception that set up a touchdown. And then Rashad Penny's just coming back. Hopefully we see more of them. I like that. The whisk and the pasta maker. Where's your chef hat?
It's upstairs.
All right, let's get into your Niners. It says, get and stay relatively healthy.
Captain Obvious, yeah. They had like 28 players on the OR. Kendrick Bourne was born into COVID and ruined the season for half the team. Here's my New Year's resolution. Second level passing plays. Jimmy G, we need him to throw the ball down the field, and we need him to be effective when he's throwing the ball down the field. Hear me out. The Niners are good at running the football, going horizontally, throwing it to Kittle. Every defense is prepared to take that away. For the Niners to take the next step, Jimmy's got to open up the next level and throw the ball down the field. If he can't do it, then bring in Trey Lance.
I agree with you. They're missing a big play receiver on the outside.
Yeah, because the quarterback can't throw it down.
Let's go to the Raiders. Here was the weirdest one to me. To not be 6-4 after 10 games.
I actually like that one. My New Year's resolution was don't crap out after 10 games. The Raiders have to play good football early, in the middle, and late in the season. And get on a heater, just kind of like me and you at AC.
Hit the hard six. Bet the hard ways. You're right. I think it's the consistency of Carr that's the problem. They've also, you know, been injured, Josh Jacobs. But I love it. The craps reference for the Las Vegas Raiders. The next one is the Rams. Play consistently on offense.
Brick could have written these New Year's resolutions. Mine is Cam Akers 2.0. They started out with Run DMC. They had Daryl Henderson, Malcolm Brown, and Cam Akers. Akers started to play a little bit more, get more rushes towards the second half of the season before he got hurt. If they're going to take the next step, he's got to be Todd Gurley-like 2 years ago. And I'm talking about 20 touches, when the pocket collapses, hit him with the bubble screens. He can do both. He can be that combo back. So I want to see Cam Akers 2.0.
I would argue you need Goff to be able to tuck it and run and learn how to slide. There were times in that Seattle game, he had 20 yards in front of him, but he would throw it at the tight end's ankles before he ran out of bounds. I guess that's just Goff. And from what I saw from the Rams, it's played more consistently on offense. It's probably just Goff's not your quarterback next year. Chargers, figure out how to finish. Now, this one I can agree with. Just to figure out how to finish, it's sure. But how do you do that?
They have to figure out how to finish. But I think it comes down to also their defense. Like their defense, Melvin Ingram was hurt. So my New Year's resolution is DE free agency. Defensive end free agency. Melvin Ingram's a free agent. If you have him, if he's healthy with Bosa, I think that solves a lot of problems. If you don't want to pay him, you got to sign someone else. But you got to shore up their defense on the back end. Bosa's great, but he needs a partner in crime on the front four.
Absolutely. You can't double team Bosa if you have Mark Ingram on the other side. I agree. All right. Cardinals, play more consistently. God, you're right. I think Maddie must have wrote these. Maddie's like 2 years old.
Mine is put the offense in fifth gear. You've got a Lambo in DeAndre Hopkins. I know he's got all these receptions. He's done great, but he could be doing that much better. Throw the ball to him all the time. We saw the Hail Mary that Clancy brought up. He outjumped three guys and caught the ball. Throw the ball more to him. Open up the offense. Put it in fifth gear, Cliff.
If you've seen what Devontae Adams has done with Rodgers, I think he's getting upwards of 15 targets a game. If you've seen what Josh Allen and
Diggs.
Yes, Diggs have done. He's getting like 15 targets. That's a winning formula. Like continue. I agree with you. Continue to do that. They need someone on the opposite side. Larry can't get it done, and Christian Kirk's not the guy. I would argue they need to find a second receiver, someone that's going to draw the defensive attention outside of Kirk and Fitzgerald. Get a Robin to your Batman that you have in Hopkins. All right, so we're done with our resolutions. K-Win got us better ones. Thank you for that. Let's do a week 15 recap. Here we go. Game of the week. Where were you when this game was going on?
I was watching it, and it was unbelievable.
The last 4 minutes of the game was probably the best 4 minutes of any game all season.
Yes.
The game was tied at 16-16 before 4 minutes left in the game. The game ended in a 26-25 ending score with the Dolphins winning. How did we get there? Well, the Dolphins are 5-1 against the Western Standard 6, so Fitzpatrick has their number. I hope for our sake the Niners sign Fitzpatrick in the offseason.
I like that too.
But let me play this back. Sanders has a field goal to tie it. 24 seconds later, there's an 85-yard TD to Nelson Aguilar. K-Win, you kicked him to the waivers on our fantasy team, and we lost in the final, but that's neither here nor there, I guess, at this point. A missed PAT by Carlson comes up big for them eventually in the ending score. A 59-yard touchdown for O'Day here in Seattle. And UW on Miles Gaskin 42 seconds later. Then a long drive for the Raiders to set up the game-winning field goal. Josh Jacobs, they will let him score. He did not pull Todd Gurley. And then Carlson makes it. But that wasn't even the highlight of the game. It came down to a Fitz having to do a no-look pass while getting his head yanked off to Mac Hollins, return of Mac Hollins. Only 15th catch of the season for 34 yards. Tack on another 15-yarder for unsportsmanlike conduct. And this can only happen to the Raiders. Like any other team, this wouldn't happen to. It happens to the Raiders. 11 seconds later, the Raiders lose the game on a Jason Sanders field goal. There goes your playoff hopes. The playoff train is not reaching its destination. K-Win, it's officially off the tracks, and they are officially eliminated from the playoffs. My question: is this loss on Gruden? He said he wouldn't have changed anything or done anything differently. And how would you summarize the season overall, the first season for the Las Vegas Raiders?
The loss is on Gruden, and I'm going to go back and say this again. The Raiders crapped out. It was Fitz who came in to replace Tua against the Raiders, and who was going to crap out first? It was all this back and forth. In Vegas, when you gamble, you've got a hard eight. In football, you got a David Carr hard count. He draws the Miami defense offsides with a minute and a half left. And then you're like, all right, the Raiders are going to score. They're in a great position. Jacobs doesn't score. They kick a field goal. Fitzmagic comes back down. The Raiders crap out, eliminated from the playoffs. I think this season has to be a disappointment for the Raiders. This was the year they had to make the playoffs, and they should have made the playoffs.
I absolutely agree. Don't go 6-4 like that dumb resolution said earlier. Have you ever, what's the movie where this guy, the guy named called Ice, where he goes up, whatever, whoever's winning big, he goes up and he ices the table. That guy was Fitzmagic that night. He iced whatever good was going on with the Raiders offense and blew them out. And they, like you said, crapped out. All right, let's get in the Chargers versus the Broncos. Herbert didn't put up big numbers, essentially why we lost in the playoffs, in the championship game, Western Standard Time, fantasy football. But no one actually did anything in this game. When there were 7 field goals. Herbert did set the record for most TD passes in a rookie season. Who did he pass, K1?
Mr. Progressive, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I like that nickname, Mr. Progressive.
You know what? I didn't think his commercials were that funny when he was not playing good football. Now he's playing good football. I'm like, I like his commercials.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
The book club's pretty funny, I guess. All right, Chargers have won the last 3 games. Anthony Lynn's job is secure. Yes or no?
Yes.
Did you watch this game? And will we have the Chargers back on the Western Standard 6 next year?
I only flipped to this game when the Rams-Seahawks game was in a commercial, so I only watched parts of it. And then there was moments when I forgot it was on because it was so boring. But the Chargers, almost had a little brain flip there, will be back in the Western Standard 6. They got Herbert. I mean, he's the best young quarterback. I said that in the beginning of the year, over Tua and over Burrow. So we got to keep supporting them.
JMO rejoices. Niners 20, Cards 12. What was your comment when I asked about the Niners mailing it in a few weeks ago?
Not going to do it. Play the role of a spoiler.
That's what they did. CJ Bethard got your message. That motivated him, K-Win. No interceptions, which is something new for the Niners this year. I had to triple check the box score. 3 TDs. 2 to Hoos is a Pro Bowler again this year. 5 Pro Bowls for Hoos. Well done. Kittle was back, nearly 100 receiving yards, all probably 7 to 8 yards. I think he had 8 catches for like 93 yards, 84 yards, somewhere in there. For the Cards, they just couldn't get it going. It seems like Shanahan schemed maybe pretty well for Kyler. Kingsbury said he could have called better plays. I agree with that. Cardinals could slide out of the playoffs.
Slide.
Kingsbury should have pulled a Dennis Green here. You remember Dennis Green. Yes. He's the coach to the Cards. He gets up and he says, this is, I think, a very similar situation. He was at a good team. They were headed in the playoffs, and here comes, you know, the Niners who've been down. As you said, Bourne's been giving everyone COVID. And he says, they are who we thought they were. And he was referring to, this team was decimated, but we just didn't play up. They were led by a third string QB, no hope for the playoffs, and you still lose, Kingsbury. What do you have to say for yourself if you're Cliff, and how do you turn it around this upcoming week?
I'm going to go back to 2006 and compare this to a great comedy classic called You, Me, and Dupree, when Kate Hudson and Matt Dillon were married, newlywed. And they invited Matt Dillon's best friend, Owen Wilson, to stay in their house. But he overstayed his welcome. Well, the Cardinals invited the Niners to stay in their house because of COVID in the Bay Area. And the Niners overstayed their welcome. CJ Bethard was a bad host. Threw for 3 TDs, I believe. Jeff Wilson threw for 180. And then Witherspoon with that interception in the red zone. Wow. Dupree, a.k.a. the Niners, overstayed their welcome in Arizona.
That is phenomenal. In our Western Standard 6 game of the week, the Hawks. Revenge game for the Hawks. The defense was the difference. Three guys who weren't with the team last year showed up. Jamal Adams tracks down Daryl Henderson at the two-yard line. Rookie Jordan Brooks on the up next play stops him at the one, fourth and goal. He led the team in tackles. Quandre Diggs had a big interception. Side note, we still can't block Leonard Floyd. He had two sacks. But the biggest play from either team was a 45-yard reception by your self-anointed Whisk. Is he the Whisk or the pasta maker?
He's the Whisk.
He's the Whisk. The Whisk, David Moore. My opinion. This game went very quickly. And it felt like a playoff game. Like no one wanted to try to do anything big. Goff was scared out of his mind to run the ball, which was crazy. But the difference is the Hawks didn't have any turnovers. Russ turned the ball over twice last game. I think the adjustments that were made by the Hawks offense weren't pretty, but ball security was huge. And then the big thing came in here. Goff has to have thumb surgery. And it's Johnny Walford's.
Your boy.
Trying to shine this week in a starting role for the Rams. So my question for you, Sean McVay, winning you're in. But what do you say to your team after this loss in order to propel them to a win this upcoming week?
We have the top-ranked defense in the NFL. We have the best player on defense in the NFL. We might even have the second-best lockdown corner, second-best defensive player as a lockdown corner. If we control the ball, we run the ball, and we play some D, we still have a shot. And you know what, Walford? We just need you for 1 week because Goff is coming back the following week.
Blake Bortles, side note, signed to the team. God, if we see Blake Bortles, that'd be even more amazing.
There's a viral clip of Blake Bortles where someone says, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing? And he said, I'd be in construction ripping cigs. It's unbelievable. I had to watch it like five times.
He's Jay Cutler 2.0.
What I saw in this game, it came down to two plays. Mm-hmm. And it's the difference between what you said earlier. The defenses were not giving the offensive anything. Mm-hmm. And Russ is able to make plays with his feet and then scramble and make plays down the field. That 45-yard pass to David Moore. And then when he scampered into the end zone. Goff, on the other hand, he's running, but he's not either gaining significant amount of yards or buying time to throw it up down the field. And that is going to be the difference in the playoffs is a quarterback who can make something happen out of nothing in the pocket and scrambling. That's what Rodgers does. That's what Mahomes does. And that's what Russ does. So that's what I saw as the biggest difference.
Goff looks like an old Tecmo Bowl player who could only run up or down or left or right. And he's permanently on the right button or the left button. You can't go forward or back.
Can't. You just got to go up and down to try to avoid the tackles.
Player of the week. Who do you got?
I got Michael Badgley. He went 4 for 4 with field goals this week, and the Chargers have won 3 straight now.
He came down from his tequila drunkenness from the week prior. Well done, Michael. Second time being player of the week. I think he's the only one that's won it twice.
I can't believe it's twice. That's amazing. DK's had to have won it twice for us.
The kicker for the Chargers. I'm going to go with the pride of Iowa, CJ Beathard. Who knew you would have to go to a third string quarterback to beat a potential playoff team if you're the Niners? And he's the only guy that I don't think hasn't thrown an interception all year for the Niners. So, CJ, well done. Let's look forward to week 17. Huge implications for the Western Standard Six. We already got one in, K-Win. There's nothing more that the Hawks can really do other than win and then hope for both a Packers and New Orleans loss in order to get that number one seed. The other two teams vying for spots are the Rams and Cards. We'll discuss that in a bit. What do you think the odds are of a team from the Western Standard Six making the Super Bowl?
I'm not the betting guy. You are. I don't know, like +1,000, +750. Is that
money line bet? Sure.
Money line bet. I don't know.
I was just hoping you'd say really good because the Hawks are the team's.
Okay.
That was a bait question for you. All right. Real quick, go back 20 years and we'll have 7 quarterbacks in the playoffs who have won a Super Bowl in those 20 years. Name them.
Wait. In this current playoff, seven.
In this current playoff, teams that have clinched, who are the seven quarterbacks that have won a Super Bowl?
Mahomes, Rodgers, Big Ben, Brady, Breeze. Oh, can I cheat? Oh, if the Bears make it, Foles.
He's not starting, but sure.
And Russ. I got it. So there's eight. There's eight then.
I think there is eight. Well done. You cheated the system.
Hey, if Trubisky, Foles could come in and then be the starter of the playoffs. And then there would be seven.
I got you. Loopholes to my question. My point being is that generally when you get into the playoffs, you want a quarterback that's been there, that's won playoff games and potentially won a Super Bowl. That's why my betting money would go on one of those seven teams that's backed by a quarterback that's been there. Ultra bold prediction by myself. Do you remember Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
Do you remember
Cardinals Kurt Warner or Rams Kurt Warner?
Rams Kurt Warner.
Yes.
And you remember what Nick Foles did?
Yeah.
Spelled Carson Wentz when he got injured and led the Eagles. Ultra bold. And if this happens, I wish there was a money line bet where I could make on this because it'd be might be a million to one. The aforementioned John Wolford leads the Rams to a win this week. They keep him as a starter and lead him to a Super Bowl. Rams win. Wolford is the next Kurt Warner and Nick Foles. He gets a contract for 7 years and $100 million from the Jaguars, ultimately fails, and then goes into oblivion with $100 million just due to four games that he won.
I'm going to go one step further. He's going to Tom Brady, Jared Goff. Tom Brady replaced Drew Bledsoe, won the Super Bowl, then Bledsoe was gone. Wolford is the new Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of our generation.
The only issue with that story is Tom Brady wasn't playing in the AAF for the Arizona Hotshots the year before. And he was actually drafted. So
good point.
All right, let's get into week 17. Now, there's a couple fluff games in here, but I feel like we need to mention them just so we round out our coverage. The only thing I find interesting about this game, K-Win, is that fans are willing to pay $400 a ticket to go watch these two teams play in Denver in December, and they somehow think they're going to enjoy themselves. I'm talking about the Raiders versus the Broncos in Mile High. I don't think you could give me $400 and force me to go watch this game. That's how miserable I think it's going to be. It's going to be snowy. Neither team's going to make the playoffs. There's no way you'd find me at this game. If I had to make a prediction right now, I think the Raiders mail it in and the Broncos somehow turn around. Drew Lock's doing his little shimmy to end the season on the sideline.
Here's why people are going. Our intern, he finally woke up from his COVID nap and sent me a text. I don't know where he's been the last 3 weeks. We can't pay him, so his internet isn't working, so he's not responding. Anyways, fans want to go to witness history. Here's some data. 98-104-7. 98-104-7. Darren Waller has 98 receptions. Tim Brown leads the Raiders franchise in single-season reception as 104. That is seven left for Mr. Waller. The Raiders are going to play until Waller gets eight receptions because that is going to be a good way to end the season on a high note and not worry about crapping out. So that's why you should pay $400 to witness Raider history.
Waller, from the windows to the Waller.
Yes.
They better have enough propane to heat those hand warmers on the side because his hands might be just frozen halfway through that game.
What I didn't know about Waller is he used to be a wide receiver and now they call him a tight end, but he's really a wide receiver because he can line up inside like a traditional tight end, or he can go outside and run any route in the route tree. That's why it's so hard to stop him. And he's having this breakout year after a great year last year. Waller, wow.
I think
the intern really stepped up here for my prezo.
I think we're going to see what happened to who was the tight end? Was it Kittle that said I should be getting wide receiver money because I put wide receiver numbers up?
Or it was either him or Kelsey.
Yeah, I split out. I mean, Waller needs to take that same stance. Get paid, Waller. Get those 105 catches. Tim Brown, He'll be at home cheering you on. All right. Chargers versus Chiefs. Okay, Wynn, this is exactly why, and if you're in a fantasy league and you run your playoffs up until the last week of the season, don't do it. Get out of that league. Join another league. Because this is exactly why you don't do it. The Chiefs have clinched the number one seed. They have nothing.
We needed one more week to win. We
did. I would have picked up Byron Pringle and Nick Kaiser. Because these are the guys that Chad Henne's going to be thrown to all game with the Chiefs. This game is an arrowhead. They might not even throw the ball. They might bring in some guys from the practice squad and let them run the ball 30 times. Who knows? Chargers do have a chance in that regard. They'll be beating the JV team, the C squad, whatever you want to say. But they've won three straight. The weather in KC will hit a high of 39. There's going to be residual snow from Friday. If I'm being honest with you, K-Win, if I'm a Charger and I'm in my contract year, I'm opting out of this game. I'm saying my alarm didn't go off and I missed the plane. Shoot, I can't make it. Because, one, it's going to be chilly. And, two, you're not really playing for much. What do you think?
I think you got to opt out due to COVID. Wait till week 17 to opt out. No, but you're right. The Chiefs are going to rest their players. And because of that, I think they're going to take their foot off the gas pedal. They've got nothing to prove. They've got to enter the playoffs on a healthy, happy note. So I got the Chargers winning this. I got Herbert going bonkers. He's going to throw like four touchdowns because he can and he will.
Too bad we're not playing in this week in our fantasy league.
Yeah. Let's get into the real games.
Lead us.
Let's go Seahawks versus 49ers. You want me to start there?
No, I got you. Game is in Glendale. Great way to end the season for the Niners. Not even playing in their home stadium. That's got to be wonderful for them. But as you said, they probably made it their own home after they beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, they probably kicked the Cardinals out. They got to play in Tempe.
We'll get to see the matchup, K-Win. You and I have talked about a few times now during previous podcasts. The Kittle stopper versus Kittle himself. Jamal Adams versus George Kittle. K-Win, I got some data for you.
Let's hear it.
Our intern plugged me in here. Hear me out. Numbers are 15, 41, 70. According to Pro Football Focus, who grades every player throughout the season, those are the ranks or the grades. There's 126 qualifying receivers of DK, Lockett, and David Moore. So 15 in DK, Lockett 41, David Moore 70. Other numbers, 19, 20, and 62.
Interesting.
That's the rank of Ayuk, Debo, and Bourne. So you might say, wow. The Niners have graded out a little bit better than us. Further, 15 and 39. Carson ranks 15th in the league in terms of running backs. Hyde, 39. Mozart, 13th. McKinnon, 24. And Jeff Wilson, 29. Will Disley's the 25th best tight end according to Pro Football Focus. George Kittle's number 4. What am I saying? You have better players, but one thing you don't have, K-Win, is a quarterback. I'm sorry, CJ, you may have won last week, but we're going to torch you this week. Russ is going to cook. He's going to have his whisk. He's going to have his egg beater. He's going to have everything. You're going to cook and crush. Jamal Adams is going to take out George Kittle once and for all.
This is a violent summary.
Sarah's scared. Just nightmares. Kittle's going to have nightmares of Adams. And the Hawks are going to win this game, and we're going to sit there and hope that the Panthers and the Bears can win so we have that number one seed. And we get a bye next week.
That is very wishful thinking. And the Seahawks have great players. So don't throw this. Niners have better players than Seahawks. Both teams have great players. This has been a great rivalry for years. The Niners are down to their third string quarterback. And so what the Seahawks are going to do, we all know. They're going to put 8 players in the box and make CJ beat them. Take away Kittle with Adams. But you know what? There's Brandon Ayuk, rookie wide receiver. He's that chess piece that Shanahan can put all over the field and all over these different sets. And CJ Beathard is going to do the unthinkable and find Ayuk for 2 touchdowns. And my Niners win again and beat your Seahawks. and they have to go on the road in round one of playoffs.
I thought you were going to say they're going to score two touchdowns and still lose 28-14. I mean, that's what you should be saying right now, because that's what you know is going to happen. And I also thought, anytime you call an upset, they lose. Why don't you humble it out and just say, yeah, they're going to lose that game?
I called the Cardinals last week and the Niners won. I should have learned my lesson.
Exactly. All right, let's get into the aforementioned Cardinals versus the Rams. Huge game. Huge game. If the Bears win, dub Bears. If Trubisky leads them to victory.
Big if.
You're calling Nick Foles coming in for that game. I bet one incompletion by Trubisky and he's yanked.
He's going to have a short leash. The Bears need to win.
They have to win. But the John Wolford show has officially arrived. Mm-hmm. And like we said, they could sprinkle on some Blake Bortles if absolutely needed, and he's not smoking darts on the sidelines. Now, John isn't graded in Pro Fantasy Football Focus, excuse me, where I've been getting my data, because this is the first snap he will have taken all season. Jared Goff broke his hand. They still threw him out there. Cooper Kupp may have COVID. The only benefit now, Cooper may have a little COVID. Game is in Inglewood. That's great for the Rams. But let me break down the same data for you, K1. All right. 18, 49, 81. Cooper Kupp, Woods and Reynolds. Here's the discrepancy in what I said earlier. Cards, 5, 93, 108. Hop at 5. The next best wide receiver they have is Christian Kirk at 93. Reynolds is better than him. Mm-hmm. Henderson at 10, Akers 19, Brown 65, Chase, Edmonds, who may not even play, and Drake's at 59. Excuse me, Chase at 29, Drake's at 59.
I bet Wolford isn't even on that board.
This is the same story, K-Win, as the Hawks versus the Niners. You have better players, better skill position players according to these grades, but what don't you have?
Oh, I'm a Cardinals fan now?
No. No, you're a Rams fan. You don't have a quarterback. Kyler Murray runs all over the Rams. I am sorry, you've got a vaunted defense, but Kyler's going to figure out a way to get out and win this game. This is a must-win game for the Cards. And if they don't win, Dennis Green will show up at this press conference. And he's going to say, okay, win. Wolford is who he thought he was. And that's honestly going to live in lore, because no one knows who Wolford is. He could very well come out and be the next Tom Brady or Jay Cutler. Who knows? Who knows who he is? But it's going to be a great game. I got the Cards winning. Somehow the Cards pull it out. 21-17.
Okay. I don't know who John Wolford is either, but I know who Sean McVay is. Jared Goff, broken thumb. Three things the Rams need to do and they will do to win this weekend. Number one, contain Kyler Murray. Keep him in the pocket. Number two, shut down the RPO. Tight man-to-man coverage. Number three, don't turn the ball over. Hand the ball off. Short screens. The Rams win a low-scoring game. 14-7. Wow.
You didn't learn. I gave you an opportunity. I told you what you needed to do to actually get your team that you wanted to win. When you pick against them, but
I have no stake in this game.
Wear your Rams glasses.
They're here somewhere. I'll wear them if they win.
All right. Do you want to summarize what happened to us in the championship finale of the WST podcast fantasy football team?
It's too soon. I don't know if I can talk about it. It hurts. We got second place. Davante Adams just destroyed us. Our team played well, but not good enough.
The drop of Aguilar. I'll say this. You didn't mismanage the team. Even if we had Aguilar for someone else, we still wouldn't have won. Davante killed us, like you said. Let me tell you a story real quick. Jacob Weber, who would probably tell you he likes to gamble quite a bit. He was about to win our league. He had Aaron Rodgers going into that game and was up by about, I think, 20 points. Okay. Who'd the other guy have? Davante Adams.
Oh, no.
Aaron Rodgers puts up a 30 burger, but Davante puts up like 37-38. The guy has the Bills defense against the lowly Patriots, ends up overtaking Wheeze when he had, I think the predictor had him at like an 88% chance to win going into that Green Bay.
Wow.
Tough loss for Wheeze.
Tough loss for Wheezy.
The very other unfortunate part of this is that the gentleman who won has two kids, and he gets to determine where we go for our fantasy football draft. The inverse was Ouija's still a bachelor, and we would have been in Vegas for sure. So you win some, you lose some. I was rooting for Wheeze, but Devontae Adams killed him too.
You got to tip your hat to Weber. He just won, and now let him pick a nice spa day for the fantasy draft.
All right, that wraps it up. Big Ben and Kay win, WST podcast, Western Standard 6, week 17. Coming up, big games, Kay win, big games. You picked both the teams that you want to win, so they will not win. Unfortunately, the curse of Kay win is in effect. I don't have our final standings here, but if we get three in the playoffs and the Bears choke, let's call that a win. Let's chalk that up to a win.
I think we can do that.
All right, WST podcast, wherever you're getting your podcasts. Follow us, rate us, review us. Social media at WST underscore podcast on both Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe. Okay, when are our sponsors?
88 Acres, Lost Run Pro. We've got an end of the year special coming up after this episode. So you're not going to want to miss that. And we got season 4 coming up after the first of the year. Big things. 2021 WSD podcast. We're taking off like the Niners in the Super Bowl in 2022.
Get your 88 Acres bar. Big Ben and K-Win. Boom.
Boom. Oh.